me show you off. Take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across. Lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. We could go to Paris, let me show you the lavish. Ain't no need to pack, we can shout where we landed. Get you well established, upgrading your status. Then we hit the Eiffel for dinner when you famish. We could go to Spain, Barcelona, Señorita. I'll show you a buen momento. And we don't gotta rush a thing, despacito. Just wanna spend my time contigo, tigo.
So what me want? True beauty, and is that the finest thing all around the world? No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just want you be my girl. So what me want? True beauty, and is that the finest thing all around the world? No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just want you be my girl.
Come on now, let me show you walk. Take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across. Lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Take you on a cruise to the carnival, Barbados, crop over yo, or Trinidad, Tobago talk. We could island hop like we kangaroos. We could go to Jamaica, hit Ocho Rios, lounge with the locals, eat like the people. Island tings, one punch in mojito, then watch the sunset from a gazebo. Zebo.
Coast to coast, grand banner. Jamaica, the land where we wanna. She take a full line for me marijuana. She then yard, she know I'm creating a drama. No, African queen girl. Take a trip in a my ride. Your body clean like this brand. Let me take your pun to a girl.
What you mean you just got this passport? You only got one stamp in it. Let's change that.
So what me want? True beauty, and is that the finest thing all around the world? No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just want you be my guy. So what me want? True beauty, and is that the finest thing all around the world? No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just want you be my guy.
Come on now, let me show you off. Take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across. Lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Hey. Was good. It's your boy Hollywood, and I'm back. It's Hollywood and Friends. Thank you for tuning in. However you're tuning in, I appreciate you. You are the real OG for that. Be sure to follow me on social media at I Am Hollywood, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. If you're on TikTok, at I Am Hollywood NY, and follow my producer Stacy over here at Hampton Blue Network across all platforms. Just remember, BLU is how you spell blue. And if you're on YouTube, you can watch us. There's a lot of visuals over there. Get over to YouTube, youtube.com/HamptonBlue. December 3rd, we already in December. This is wild to me. Like November, I don't know about y'all, but November just flew by. Like it was like 2.5 weeks long, it feels like, between Thanksgiving and like it was just, it sped by. And I got a feeling December's gonna be the same way. But yeah, time is flying. 2023 is trying to get up out of here and bring 24 in ASAP. But if it's your first time tuning in, what we do over here is get into what's hot in these blogs, give our own little twist on the stories that had us all in the chokehold for the week. I'm going to tell you what we're going to be chopping it up about for this week. This Adult Survivors Act that has now, the deadline on it was last week, and leading up to the deadline, it had a lot of people who may have been sexual abuse victims scrambling to the courthouse or however they file to file these lawsuits last minute. And a few notable names were caught up in the mix. One particular that I'm going to be talking about today is Diddy. We already spoke about the Cassie situation, but two new lawsuits that came out since then last week. Towards the end of this deadline, a lot of other people got caught up in it, but we're going to focus and concentrate on Diddy for today. What else we talking about? Tina Knowles, Beyonce's mom, had some time on her hands on Instagram. She had a lot to say to people who were accusing Beyonce of bleaching her skin to be white, to try to be white. And Miss Tina said, nah. She's like, Beyonce might be mad at me for doing this, but F you, you're cool. Nah, she ain't do all that, but I'm going to tell you exactly what she said. What else are we talking about? Tiffany Haddish was arrested for suspected of DUI. It said DUI, but it's really a suspicion of DUI because the car wasn't moving at the time, but it was running. We're going to chop it up about that and what Tiffany had to say after the fact. Forbes named Bad Bunny the king of pop. And it had a lot of people, including myself, raising one eyebrow like, huh? Tiana Taylor's divorce details got leaked out to the public, where she's may have been accusing Iman of being a narcissist and controlling and mentally, verbally abusive to her as the reasons why she filed for the divorce. We're going to chop it up about that. I think that's it for what's hot in the blogs for this week. We got what blows mine a little later, but we're going to kick it off how we always do. Question of the week. This week's question of the week, since Thanksgiving was last week, and you got some people that were still eating the leftovers well into this past week, which raised our question of the week. When is it time to throw out Thanksgiving leftovers? How long do y'all eat it? For me personally, I would say Thanksgiving generally falls on Thursday, right? So up until Sunday, for me, I would say, because that's Thursday night, you got Friday, and it depends how many people in your household. That's going to determine how much leftovers you got, right? But for me, at least until Sunday, after that, if it ain't a pie or a cake or like some type of dessert, that's it. It's a wrap. So that's 3 to 4 days max for me. I came across some responses on Facebook, and for the most part, people were saying the same thing. One person, Tiara, said 2 days at most. Key Up said 3 days max. Katisha said 3 days. Kathy, 3 days. Anita, 2 days. Then throw that shit in the freezer, she said. So that's not really getting rid of it. If you're throwing it in the freezer, that means you're about to throw it out in a few more days. So I don't know if that one particularly count. Autumn says, however long you need it to. Okay, I guess. And a couple more, 2 days, 2 days. So that seems to be the general thing. 2 days to 3 days. That sounds about right. That sounds about right. And that's kind of been the way growing up with my family, we generally had it for like 2 to 3 more days, definitely throughout the weekend. And yeah, long as it's not spoiled, I guess, then. A listener said their mom made another recipe out of the leftovers. A lot of people definitely do that. I've seen some funny ass videos online, by the way, where people was getting like super creative and revamping the Thanksgiving meal. Listener said their mom made a turkey casserole. Okay. For me, I'm never revamping my Thanksgiving. It's going to look the same way it looked on that plate when I got it on Thanksgiving Day night. And it's just going to be the same way, built up, reheated. Yeah, I never really revamped the meal, but a lot of people definitely do that to try to like make it different, you know, so I don't feel like you just still eating this again. But if I get any more responses throughout the show, I'll read them, but let's get ready to get into what's hot in these blogs. First things first, the Adult Survivors Act. So for those who aren't familiar, you probably heard about it by now, but top of the year in New York City, this Survivors Act was put in place, and it gave this window, I believe it was for a year, for sexual abuse victims, no matter when it happened to you, you have this window now where you can file a suit against your attacker or whatever you want to call them. And I guess it kind of went under the radar for the beginning of the year, the middle of the year. But as it was approaching the deadline, I don't know if because it started going viral on social media or what, but Cassie, when with her lawsuit with Diddy, that was kind of like the first major one, I think, that kind of like took the blogs by storm. It probably was others throughout the year, but this was like a real viral moment one, and it shed light on the fact that this deadline was approaching. So we thought it was done, right? I kind of didn't think it was done, but like, I had a feeling that it probably wasn't going to be done, but the Cassie situation was such a big deal. It was like, damn, this is crazy. And we all know they ended up settling that. But now as this deadline was approaching, two new lawsuits was filed against Diddy. And one of them was, the victim says it happened back in 1991, which Diddy's lawyers was kind of like, for one day, they're denying it. I'm going to read you out the exact statement from them, but Diddy's attorneys was basically saying that in the lawsuit that the second victim filed, she, I guess, included some companies that weren't active companies yet in 91 when she's saying this happened. So it was kind of like, how you putting companies in this that wasn't even companies yet? So it was kind of like, nah, get that out of here. But then a third person came out that was accusing Diddy and Aaron Hall of sexual abuse. And I was like, yikes. And I was just thinking, like, by the end of the weekend, we're probably going to have more. By the time the smoke settle, it's been a week now since the deadline. I haven't heard anymore. So maybe that's it as far as this Adult Survivors Act goes. But I was thinking, like, by the time the smoke settle over that weekend, it's probably going to be more cases. Like, but yikes, it's been a bad 2 weeks or 3 weeks or so for your boy Diddy. And now with the two new lawsuits that came out, it caused him to step down from Revolt. You know, Revolt, the network that he has, caused him to step down from that. And his school, charter school that he was partners with, he opened the school a few years ago in Harlem, in New York, and they decided to cut those ties. They just want to like separate themselves from the situation. I guess they don't want him being a part to overshadow the bigger picture of why they have the school and I guess all of that type of stuff. Again, Diddy's lawyers are denying these claims. They released a statement. They said the claims involving alleged misconduct against Mr. Combs from over 30 years ago and filed at the last minute are all completely denied and rejected by him. He recognizes this as a money grab, because of Mr. Combs' fame and success. He's an easy target for accusers who will falsify the truth without consequence or conscience for financial benefit. I mean, filing the suit is one thing. You still gotta like, if it goes to trial, you still gotta like prove these accusations. You can't just like, you know, say this person did this and that's it. He has to be convicted of it. So as of right now, it's definitely shocking. Like, damn, like another one. But at the end of the day, they still got to prove these. So assuming he doesn't settle like he did with Cassie, I mean, settle with Cassie in 2 hours, I'm exaggerating, but these has been a week now. So he may not be ready to settle with these yet, but yeah, they still got to prove them. But as far as him stepping down from Revolt, they released a statement as well. I think I just lost it though. The statement they released. Oh, from Revolt, They said, while Mr. Combs has previously had no operational or day-to-day role in the business, this decision helps to ensure that Revolt remains steadfastly focused on our mission to create meaningful content for the culture and amplify the voices of all Black people throughout this country and African diaspora. Protecting the brand is not uncommon whenever there's like a scandal, you know, no matter who you are, you may have founded this company, but at some point when your company is like growing to be this huge company, it tends to be out of your hands. Even if you are the CEO, like you, some companies end up having board members and you got insurance companies, like all these people that's involved that has interest in that business that can make decisions. So they decided to make that decision. Like, yeah, it might be best you step down, my man. And then again, as I mentioned, Capital Prep Harlem, that's the Harlem school, the school in Harlem that has cut ties, if you will, part ways with Diddy for the same reasons, right? And they released a statement. They said, following a comprehensive evaluation, a decision has been made to end the partnership between Capital Prep Schools and Sean Combs. While this decision was not made lightly, we firmly believe it is in the best interest of our organization's health and future. A lot of people feel Diddy's world is like crumbling around him. Like a lot of people feel like, is this the end? I don't know if it's the end per se, but it's definitely, like I said, it's been a bad 2-3 weeks for your boy. It's not a good time to be Sean Diddy Combs in this moment, because all eyes on you. And these accusations are so serious. Settling the lawsuit with Cassie definitely didn't help much, because a lot of people look at that as an admission of guilt, even though Diddy and his team, his lawyers said that does not mean that, but a lot of people feel that way. So in the court of public opinion, not looking good for you out here. I don't think this is the end. I think it'll boil down to how these two new lawsuits plays out in court. And assuming there aren't going to be any others that come out, but I think it'll boil down to how those play out in court. Like, let's just say they take it to trial and he's acquitted and it's proven that these were false allegations, then it'll be like probably another day in Harlem. Like, he'll be able to just get back to his regular self. I don't see anybody going as far to try to like cancel him, really. I don't really hear that talk too much. A few whispers here and there, but it's not like the R. Kelly situation, for instance, like where people are like trying to mute Diddy, like, you know, it hasn't gotten to that point yet. So I don't think it's the end. I think it's just a rough patch, if you will. But yeah, he probably just lay low for a little bit, let the smoke settle. And yeah, there's been 3,000 lawsuits filed this past year due to this Survivors Act. That's wild, like, so crazy. But yeah, we'll see how this plays out. This isn't the end, I'm sure, so stay tuned. What else we talking about? Let's move on. Beyonce. Tina Knowles. We don't really usually talk about Tina Knowles too much. Tina Knowles is Beyonce's mom, and she's usually low-key, I would say. Like, for the most part, she'd be outside a little bit, but she don't be on these blogs in this way. Beyonce had the premiere for her Renaissance film last week in L.A., and when the pictures came out of Beyonce on the carpet, she, in the pictures, looked lighter than you're used to seeing Beyonce. And I ain't gonna hold y'all. When I first seen these pictures pop up on my Instagram, I didn't know it was Beyonce. And then when I read that it was Beyonce, I was like, wait, that's Beyonce? Like, it was a, that was my genuine reaction. I did not recognize that it was Beyonce. And it was because of the lighting. It made her look extra white. And then the fact that she had like this platinum blonde hair, honestly thought it was a white lady when I was scrolling. No cap. So a lot of people who, like me, I seen it and I was like, oh, that's Beyonce. But that was it. Once I realized it actually is Beyonce, I left it at that. But you got the people on the internet who act like they are judge and jury, and like, so they go on there and go in the comment section and they start going in and start accusing Beyonce ridiculously of trying to be white. Like, do y'all not know who Beyonce is? Like, stop playing with her. But yeah, so a lot of people was being real loud on social media, accusing Beyonce of trying to be white and bleaching her skin and all of these dumb claims. And Mama Knows has had enough of it. And she took to her Instagram. She posted this video of Beyonce featuring a lot of the quotes of people from the internet saying, like, trying to be white, blah, blah, blah. She said, I came across this today and decided to post it after seeing all the stupid, ignorant, self-hating, racist statements about her, lightening her skin and wearing platinum hair, wanting to be white. She does a film called The Renaissance where the whole theme is silver, with silver hair, a silver carpet, and suggested silver attire. And you bozos, that part had me dying. I'm like, oh, you bozos decide that she's trying to be a white woman and is bleaching her skin? How sad is it that some of your own people continue this stupid narrative with hate and jealousy? She said, duh, she wore silver hair to match her silver dress as a fashion statement, clown. Like, yo, when I was reading this, I was weak. She said, alien superstar, duh. What's really sad is that a white woman had the audacity to reach out to Neil, Beyonce's hairstylist. She was from TMZ to say that the fans are saying that she wants to be white and she wanted to get a statement from Neil. She said, well, that made my blood boil. Clearly, yeah. Clearly that made your blood boil. She said that this white woman felt so entitled to discuss her blackness. Talking about Beyonce. She said, what's really most disappointing is that some black people, yes, you bozos that's on social media, lying and faking and acting like you're so ignorant that you don't understand that black women have worn platinum hair since the Etta James days. I'm going to skip through because she had a lot more to say. She said, I'm sick and tired of people attacking her every time she does something that she works her ass off for and is a statement of her work ethic, talent, and resilience. Here, you sad little haters come out the woodwork. You perpetuate those things. Instead of celebrating a sister or just ignoring if you don't like her, I am sick of you losers. She said, I know she's going to be pissed at me for doing this, but I am fed up. This girl minds her own business. She helps people whenever she can. She lifts up and promotes black women and underdogs all the time. When a woman's fed up. For one, add on, when a woman's fed up on top of stop playing with my daughter, most moms are going to have similar reactions. Like, what? Like, stop playing with me. But it's true, though. The internet, though, can be a cruel place. And the downside about the internet is it makes a small group of people feel and seem like it's the world. And it's like a small margin of people who may be trolling or just don't have nothing else better to do, or maybe genuinely don't like Beyonce and just want to use any opportunity they can to like bash her. And it makes it feels like it's the, you know, it's a majority when that's not the reality of it. But I guess when you're in the public eye, after a while, it gets tiring to see these same type of narratives. So Miss Tina logged on and she tapped out this caption. It was like, y'all gonna hear from me today. And I think last time I checked, that post was still up. So even if Beyonce was mad at her for it, she ain't take it down. So she said what she said. And y'all gonna read that and know that you're a bozo and a clown for thinking that Beyonce is lightening her skin. And I guess not understanding how lighting works. Like, lighting is everything. It can make you look your worst. It can make you look your best. And hey, that's what it is. But fat shouts to Miss Tina Knowles for holding it down for her daughter, Beyonce. Not that she needed you to, you know, like, but yeah, that's what's up. I rock with it. Let's move on. What else we talking about? Tiffany Haddish was arrested for DUI. And apparently there was a phone call that was made. It was probably like 5-6 in the morning the other day. And it was about a person, they said, slumped over the wheel and the car engine was running. And when the police pulled up, it was Tiffany Haddish. So she wasn't in motion and got pulled over. She wasn't like swerving and or speeding and got pulled over. The car was idle, but the engine was running and she was, I guess, asleep. And so that's illegal, apparently. And she was arrested for suspicion of DUI. A friend of mine, too, because when I first heard this, I thought she was just in her car. I didn't know it was running and all of that. I thought she was just in her car. And I was thinking, like, damn, like, what if I was drinking, right? And I had one too many. And it's like, I want to sleep this off. I know I can't drive, but I'm going to sleep this off until I sober up and then I'll drive. But a friend of mine actually, I want to say, got in trouble by the police for just sitting in her car. I don't know if her car was running. I got to confirm that because maybe her car was running too. And maybe that's the difference if your car is running or not. I'm not sure. But I was like, if you just in your car, like, so what? But maybe it's the matter of whether the engine's on or not. I got to confirm that. I'm going to ask my friend whether that was the case for her or not. But yeah, suspicion of DUI. And she was taken in. And DUIs are serious. Very, very serious. Tiffany Haddish, though, she got right out. And she took to, she did a comedy show right after. And they was asking her about last night, the night before, and what happened. And Tiffany said, what happened last night? Damn, you tell me. I don't know. She said, I prayed to God to send me a man with a job, preferably in uniform. God answers my prayers because God believes in me. That was Tiffany Haddish's way of poking fun at the DUI and said God sent her a man in uniform because she prayed that he sent her a man with a job in uniform. So that was her take on it. It's hilarious, but yeah, Uber and Lyft, y'all. Y'all got an Uber and Lyft if you're going to be out, or turn the engine off. I got to look that up to see if that's the case, if it matters, if the engine on or off, or you just can't be in the car at all. I got to see what's up. But yeah, Uber or Lyft. It's not worth it. But what else are we talking about? Forbes named Bad Bunny the King of Pop. You heard that right. They named Bad Bunny the King of Pop. I was a little confused by that because we all know who the real King of Pop is. I don't care whether he's living or not. Michael Jackson is and will always be the King of Pop. Michael put in a lot of work, aside from even the work ethic and we're talking about the music that still is as timeless today as when he first put it out, is the reason why he got that title, King of Pop. And not to say that Bad Bunny ain't putting out good music or anything like that, but you can't just give somebody that title when it already belongs to someone like Michael Jackson. And it got me to thinking, like, what other, like, what comes under King? Like, maybe they could have called him the Duke of Pop, or like, what else is under King? The Knight of Pop, like, give him something else, but leave the King of Pop to Mike. That's it, that's all. And yeah, we're gonna move on. What else? Last but not least, what's hot in these blogs? Teyana Taylor, some details came out about her divorce. So we know that Teyana filed for divorce. And she, when it first came out, she released a statement, said something like, not too much on my bestie. And yeah, we've decided to part ways, blah, blah, blah. It was like, all good, right? It was like, it made it seem like there was no serious reason why they filed for divorce. And it got me to thinking, like, okay, maybe they just realized maybe we're better off as friends. But now a few weeks later, some details came out, leaked, by the way, of the filing of the divorce. And in the filing, it says that Teyana's ex, Iman, quote unquote, treated her cruelly and displayed extreme narcissistic behavior throughout the majority of their marriage. She said that he began to intentionally dim her light for her husband to try to have a harmonious and peaceful marriage due to her hubby becoming more and more angry about her ascend. It said it led to Teyana turning down music and acting opportunities because Iman didn't want her working. Yet oddly, when she scaled back after the birth of their first child, he allegedly was getting on her for not making money. Seeking to save her marriage, she says she leveraged her connections and, you know, started getting back out there. She said, but unfortunately, he insisted on bickering, which led to her actually beginning the divorce proceedings back in January of 22. We're in 2023. Back in January of 22, she started that process, but then they apparently reconciled. And I guess she's saying that he was still being emotionally abusive and mentally abusive towards her. She was unable to handle this emotional roller coaster, is what it says, which caused her then and early of 2023 to officially knock it, file for divorce, you know, officially. And yeah, so that leaked out. Of course, Teyana isn't happy that leaked out, and she released a statement about it. She said it's heartbreaking. She said, I mind my business, don't bother nobody, and y'all know I've never played about my children, family, or our privacy. I have not spoken on this private matter to any outlets or blogs, etc. So everyone claiming Teyana said didn't get any statements directly from me. These statements were taken from private court documents that were leaked to the public. It is very heartbreaking that someone would take out time to make such a private matter public for the world to see. However, protecting my family is one thing I've always done, and for my children, I will continue to do so. Please, if y'all love y'all play nieces, Junie and Rue, like y'all have shown, please allow myself and my family some privacy to resolve this matter in peace. I respect it, because, you know, Teyana went so far to keep this under wraps in the divorce filing. She didn't even use their full name. She just used the initials. So somebody was really digging and was like, TTIS, Teyana Taylor, Iman Shumpert, like, and put it out, like, and figured out the dates and stuff. But it's like, she was trying that hard to keep this, you know, on the low, like, but nothing's safe these days, nothing's safe. Iman released his own statement through his legal team. They said Mr. Shumpert hopes parties and counsel can work toward a fair resolution, keeping the best interests of the children of paramount concern. So yeah, hopefully they get to work it out good, better. Like, hopefully they're good too, because you know this happened. She been fouled. Months done passed, even though we're just getting this information through this leak. Hopefully they're good today, because that's how that initial statement when Tiana first announced that they did separate read. It read like, you know, it's all good. Like, that's my bestie, blah, blah, blah. So hopefully that's the place they're in. And but you never know with social media, you know, people got to put on a happy face. We just seen that with Keke Palmer and her situation. So you just never know. Someone said they heard he is why it leaked, because he put their names in. Yikes. Someone said, damn, if this is true, some men got to get a grip. The jealousy towards women is weird. Someone commented on the Bad Bunny being called the king of pop and said, and they never disrespect Elvis Presley like that. Who they call the king of rock, which he is not. Yeah. Stop playing in my man Mike face. Nah. But yeah, I think that concludes what's hot in these blogs. Let me just make sure. Yeah, I think so. We're going to get ready to get into what blows mine. And yeah, I think that's it. First, let me see if I have anything that blows mine before we even go through the whole situation. I don't think I really got anything that blows mine. Forbes naming Bad Bunny king of pop blew mine, but that ain't worth, like, you know, I could just say that right now. That blew mine. So yeah, that's it. I'm not even gonna do a full out what blows mine today. Let me just see if I got any responses from the question of the day before we wrap this thing on up. And yeah, we're going to get ready to get up out of here. Follow me on social media at I Am Hollywood, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. If you're on TikTok, it's at I Am Hollywood NY. Follow my producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue Network across all platforms. Just remember, BLU is how you spell blue. And if you want to see us, see how we look, hit up YouTube, youtube.com/HamptonBlue. And follow the show page at Hollywood and Friends on Instagram or facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. Appreciate you for listening, however you're listening. And until next week, we in December. Let's get it. Take care, y'all. Deuces.
Round of applause, it's your big night, you've been waiting for this. You got your dress picked, your shoes right, your jewelry flawless. New names in your call list, thought I'd never know all this. Took a risk just to play that role, must have took a whole lot of courage. Damn, sure know how to work a room, baby, ooh, you a star. Then make it home right for dinner time, where'd you study at, Juilliard? You so gifted, no audition, must be chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is, look, they called your name. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Don't be so shocked now, you earned it. Can't even speak, you so nervous. Had your speech ready, your girl set to back you like a chorus. Chorus, alibi's just a noble lie. Ain't no need to apologize. Go ahead, baby, accept that shit. And look, this whole thing's televised.
Just so thankful.
I'm just so thankful you done got caught. For that jewelry maker was called. Cue that rapper music, cut it short. No audition, you so gifted. Heard you chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is, look, they called your name.
It's crazy.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
played yourself.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.